There's a review nationally of all the PSOs. Obviously, the ones that are concerned to us are both the Donegal one, but also the Derry-Dublin flight. And I have written to all relevant ministers, but I spoke with Mary Hannafin when she was in the constituency on Friday. I also spoke with the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce to say that it's very important that not only they, but leaders within Derry City themselves will be fighting for the retention of the PSO. Indeed, I raised the issue with Mark Durkin at a recent meeting of the Good Friday Implementation Committee, and I think it's very important that we all approach this on a united front.
Does the focus on Derry possibly reflect a fear that if there is pressure on the government to scale back on PSOs, the first to go will be the one it's supporting that's outside the jurisdiction?
I think one of the important things about Derry is the cross-border aspect. We are trying to drive a peace process, and I think that there's a very important message given by Dublin when they support Dublin, Derry, and I think that this is one of the ones that should be retained, even on the basis of underscoring the peace process. But we have a situation where there's people trying to undermine even the road access. The minister was very clear on Friday. She said that we were raising this issue very clearly often at the table in Dublin, and that she would continue to support us in both the road and in the air access.